Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, campus life pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling The Good Life, and we're asking the question, what if the good life demands difficulty? I think all of us have a different idea of what the good life means. Maybe some of us think it's just having incredible moments of vacations with our families, or maybe it's succeeding at work, or maybe we cash a lottery ticket. But in God's case, he's looking at Job and saying, that's a good life right there. That, do you notice Job? He's living the right kind of life. The problem with the story is that as it unfolds, we realize that God allows intense and incredible suffering into Job's life. And so if we look at the beginning of Job and look at the very end of Job, we think, yeah, man, this guy's got it all. Not only has he got it all, but God doubles it. It's the problem of reading the in-between chapters of Job. And so what's happened is, in the first bit of Job, we realize that God is allowing this because there's been an accusation made against Job in front of God by Satan, that the only reason that Job loves and worships God is because God has protected him, has protected his all the things that he owns, the people in his life, and his health. And when those things are taken away, the enemy's basically saying, well, Job will curse it to your face. But that's not what happens. That's not what happens at all. And so, you know, Job kind of endures that. He continues to worship. But then his friends show up, and his friends are literally accusing him. Well, Job, obviously you sinned. You did something wrong. Just bring it to light. Just tell everybody what you did. Go in front of God and confess it. And then he'll take his hand off of you. So now, not only does he lose all of this stuff, he's in physical pain, and now he has to defend himself to these guys. But as the middle of Job starts to unfold, you see that Job gets tired of defending himself from these guys, and he just wants to talk to God. And I think suffering reminds us to lean in to God. Here's what it says in verse 3. Job says, but I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to argue my case with God. It goes on, just in a few verses later, in verse 13, it says, let me have silence and I will speak, and let come on me what may. Why should I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? Though he slay me, I will hope in him, and yet I will argue my ways to his face. I think what we see here is that Job is actually leaning in to God. In a moment when he has nowhere else to run or to turn, and he's obviously suffering, and he wants an answer. But instead of turning away from God, instead of finding a way to numb himself or trying to find a way to excuse what's happening or blame somebody else, he just wants to lean into God. And as you see it unfold in the chapters, he knows that if he goes towards God, then, you know, that could be his undoing. You know, no one goes before God and lives. And he's saying, look, I think I'm innocent. I want to make a case before God. I want to know why he's against me. Because the thing is, Job doesn't know what's happening. He has no idea about the scene that took place in heaven, about the accusation that was made against him. He has no idea that God is actually doing something in the heavenly spaces. He has no idea of any of that. All he knows is that he's been trying to honor God with his life, and now he's truly and intensely suffering. It's in that verse that we see that even though he slay me, or, you know, when he's saying, I take my, you know, my life in my hands, he's saying, if I go up before him, and if he chooses to slay me, if he takes my life, I'm willing to let that happen. I'm going to place my hope completely in him. I think it's a reminder to us that we are all going to face things in this life that are very difficult. And in Job's case, he was thinking, well, I don't know why. His friend said, well, obviously you did something wrong. But he's leaning in the midst of it, saying, God, I need to hear from you. I need to know that you're hearing me, and I need to know an answer. But he leaned in. He placed his hope in God, hope that God would answer him or spare him or whatever you know, his hope was. It was in God rather than something else. And that reminder to us is that when those things happen in our lives, we need to lean in. It's not a time for us to numb ourselves with things that will make us feel better, to look for the easy way out. That it's in those moments when we're struggling that we lean in our faith. We look for steps to take, to trust in God, to talk to him, to pray to him, to listen for his voice, to watch for his hand on our life, those are the times we lean in. And I believe that's where God meets us. There's something very important about these moments in our life and what he does. And I've learned that the people who have the most deep and rich relationships with God, the people who have the kind of faith that spill out on everybody, the kind of people that you, when you speak to them, you feel refreshed by them. If you look deeply into their lives, you see their scars. There are moments where they've had that are so so dark that where they had nowhere to turn but to lean into God and place their hope in him. God, I pray that you would meet us in those places. For those who are listening in that are going through a rough season, I pray that you would meet them there as they lean into you, that you would comfort them with your spirit, comfort them with your peace that transcends understanding. Lord, for those of us that, you know, if we're not going through a hard season, help us to be really sensitive to those around us who are, to be supports to them and to pray for them. God, in all of this, that you would just meet us in our suffering and teach us to lean into you. And we ask that in your son's holy name. Amen. Well, before you move on to the next thing, take a second and just think through how this has hit you today and talk to the Lord about it. Well, until next time, God bless.